it. Bye-bye.
This is your Orioles Radio Network Game Rewind.
Well, it's been a very miserable day, most of today here in the Baltimore area. And here at Camden Yards, it's still very much on the blustery side and very overcast. A little chilly tonight at Camden Yards, but at the moment, it really isn't all that bad. The infield is no longer covered. The field right now is being prepared. And we're told that the game tonight, game three in this four-game series against the Blue Jays, tonight's game will get started on time. So if you're in the neighborhood, come on down. We got a seat waiting for you. Orioles here tonight looking for a second consecutive victory. And Wade Miley tonight trying to become a nine-game winner. Buck Showalter and Rock Kubatko when we continue with a manager's report right after this.
Rock Kubatko here with Orioles manager Buck Showalter on tonight's manager's report. Buck, in a 1-0 13-inning win, there's so many things you can pull out of that game. Let's start with Kevin Gausman and six more scoreless innings from him. How impressed are you by the stretch that he's on right now?
Well, it's like we talk about dialing up what was needed. That's what was needed last night, and Kevin was outstanding. You can talk about a lot of things that game, but the number one thing you got to talk about is Kevin Gausman's outing. He was solid and gave us a really good chance. I wish he could have ended up with a W.
And there were so many plays defensively, but Manny Machado, what he did at third base last night, how special is that?
Well, it's just, you know, I hope everybody appreciates it. It's the velocity he can create from different arm angles to get the ball across the diamond time to get these people out. A lot of people can come get a ball and throw it on the run, but, you know, you got the banana coming over there. But he, it doesn't get any better. You know, I'm not into saying he's the best ever or this guy's best ever or that, whatever, but he's not when you talk about great third baseman, you got to start with Manny.
Jonathan Scope, of course, had the walk-off double, 101 RBIs, and all of a sudden the MVP talk is building now nationally, not just around here. But you've been talking about this for a while, haven't you?
Well, I don't know what else you can ask a guy defensively. You know, he's a game-changer on the double play pivot. He takes a lot of pride in his defense. Nobody relays the ball better than John. You know, let's throw out the offensive part of it. And he's, you know, him fitting, doing the type of things you need from a three-hole hitter has really been big for us this year. And it's just been so much fun. And with a great deal of pride that we all watch John grow as a player and as a person. And he comes in here every day like he's playing his first game in Little League. And we're lucky to have him.
Rock Kubatko back with Orioles manager Buck Showalter. Tonight's manager's report. Unfortunately, you lost Craig Gentry to the fractured finger last night. What's the plan with him now? Would he go on the DL and you hope that maybe he could contribute some way later in the month?
Well, we know that we're hoping he's going to see the doctor tomorrow and decide where it is, potentially to DL him, not 60. And we're hoping in another 8 or 9 days he's able to pinch run for us at the very worst. But we're going to wait and see what the doctor says, what type of risks would be with him running. You know, you can obviously pat it up and put the mitt on, but we don't want to – he may not let us do it. And I know Craig's really down about it because very quietly he's been a real contributor for us. And, you know, that's a kick in the pants.
Now, would you need to bring up another outfielder that maybe you hadn't planned on previously?
Potentially. You know, I'm going to wait on Craig a little bit, also see how J.J. progresses from the injection. And there's that potential, but we're running into some roster issues.
And what about the bullpen? Have you been able to add any arms to that tonight?
Well, if we play tonight, you know, with the rain being a possibility, we'll activate Alec Asher. And if because he's eligible to come back today, his 10 days are up. And if we DL Gentry, then we'll activate Hart because we can bring him back before the 10 days for a DL.
And finally, Blue Jays starting Marcus Stroman tonight, who you've seen plenty of times. When he's on, what makes him difficult?
The cutter, the athleticism, the location, great tempo, very competitive. You know, one of the top five probably starters in American League statistically. And it's going to be it'll be a challenge. He, through some of the ups and downs of their season, he's been their rock. You know, they can count on him to give them a great chance to win every time out. It'll take a well-pitched game from us to compete with him.
Thank you, Buck. Let's take it back upstairs to Joe Angel.
Back at Camden Yards. Tonight, game three against the Blue Jays here. Tonight, the Orioles looking for a second consecutive victory. Last night, it took a while, 13 innings, 4 hours and 27 minutes. But, well, Scope ended it. So now here's Scope. And Jonathan, line drive out toward right center. That ball is in the gap. That ball is on the warning track. It's up against the wall. Here comes Manny around third, being waved in. Here comes the throw. It is too late. Machado scores. and the ballgame is over. And the Orioles, in the 13th inning, in the win column, they win it 1-0 on a scope double to drive in Manny Machado. How about that ending? Huh? Hey, by the way, the Orioles this season, they are 1-0 in 1-0 games. That's the only 1-0 game they played the entire season. And yep, Scope was a hero. He and Mike Bordick, they visited today before the game, and you're going to hear that conversation when we continue with a warm-up show right after this.
Mike Bordick here, and boy, what a ball game last night. Extra inning affair. Of course, Jonathan Scope coming through with another big knock, yeah, another game-winning hit, and he, of course, is dominating this season. 13 game-winning RBIs for Jonathan Scope, and that is first in the American League. So, yeah, Jonathan Scope making a push for MVP, and earlier today I had a chance to talk with Jonathan Scope about that big game-winning hit. So he's up next on the Orioles Radio Network.
Oh, Mike Bordick here, and today we're going to be visiting with Jonathan Scope. Jonathan, boy, what a long game last night, but it ended the right way, and you came through with another big hit again. Next day, your thoughts about last night?
You know, it was a long night last night, so thank God we come with a win. You know, we need that game, you know, and from now on, every game, you know, matter. Since season started, every game matter. But, you know, now it's the urgency that we feel like we're right there. We got to win some game, you know. And last time was a long game, and the pitchers threw really good from not only our side, the other side too. So, and we come up with a win, I come up with a hit. So, you know, everybody go home happy.
Absolutely. And you've stayed consistent all year. Do you think, from even the time in Little League, is this the most consistent you think you've been for a full season?
Yes. This is the most consistent I've been so far. You know, and I think experience and the coaches, you know, Kubal helped me a lot so much, you know, get better. And my teammates, I got to give credit to my teammates, you know, Jonesy, Manny, JJ, all those guys that helped me, Trumbo, all those guys that helped me through my career, you know. I got to even think that to Nelly Cruz, you know, my first year, you know, he kind of teach me, you know, and I learned from it. And like I said, I want to be better than I was last year, you know. I want to make the adjustment. You know, like 2 years ago, I was making the adjustment, let's say, every week. But now I'm feeling like every day I'm making the adjustment. Sometimes I'm making during the bat. You know, that's how you feel you're getting better.
So when you talk about making adjustments, is it just the ability to lay off certain pitches in certain counts? Or have you just – is your strike zone so disciplined right now, you know what a strike is and a ball?
Yeah, you know, I think so. You know, the discipline. And one thing that I think I'm better on this year, you know, I know they're going to throw me, like, outside. Like, they don't want to come in. And, like, 3 years ago, I was trying to – you know, I know they're going to be outside, but in my mind I say they might throw a mistake and throw in, so let me try to pull it. You know, and the outside, I pull it all over. You know, a sample of yesterday, you know, I know I got to stay that way with loop, you know, and I know he won't come in first right away. So I was not diving in there, but I was thinking that way to hit the ball hard that way, you know. If it was, like, 4 years ago, I would have rolled over the third base because I was thinking he's going to throw me outside, but I was like, he might throw a mistake in, so let me get ready for the end, you know. And then, you know, that's the adjustment that I'm making, you know, no strikes on ball and know when they're going to pitch to me and get better. And I think I have a lot more to go, you know, still learning every day.
Well, that's the right attitude to have for sure. Now, offensively, the team has really started to pick up the pace, but the second half, you know, it all kind of hangs on the pitching, and the pitching stepped up as well. A great performance by Gausman. You mentioned the bullpen stepping up in last night's game as well.
Yeah, you know, the pitchers, you know, jump on the strike zone and get the outs, and then the bullpen, you know, they're good. You know, like yesterday, come in and throw no run, you know, and kept us in the game. You know, we didn't score for them, but they got to keep us in the game, kept us in the game, and we win and we get the win. You know, take credit to the pitches yesterday. You know, they was really good.
So, you know, you talked about your teammates. It seems like it's such a loose group, you know, and it really has the feel of, like, this team being together for a lot longer than just a few years. You know, it seems like you guys have been together for 10 years.
Yeah, you know, this group of guys is really good. You know, we seen, like, I can tell for me, like, my first year, I was nervous a little bit, but I was nervous to play. I was nervous how my teammates going to treat me inside the clubhouse. So, you know, and they treat me really good, you know, and I've been with them for 44 years already, and you know, this group is really good. You know, this group like to help each other, and this group cheer for each other, and everybody got the same goal, go to the playoff and trying to win the World Series.
So there's a new group of guys up, though, the September call-ups, and some young faces, but familiar faces. Some of the guys have been here before. But advice for some of the younger guys that may be getting their opportunities with you at second base.
You know, some of the guys, you know, they knew, but we know already some spring training, you know, and I think I'm still learning, you know, but the advice I can give to them is, you know, just have fun and work hard, you know, like sometimes don't rely on your talent because sometimes the talent gets you here, but you got to work to maintain yourself, you know, and like Nelly Cruz teach me that, you know, like work because that's your body that gets you out there every day to play. So don't even rely on your talent all the time. You know, your talent gonna get you here, but you gotta keep your body stronger and work and trying to get better every day.
Boy, that's a great point. And it's nice to hear you taking that advice, you know, because I think that's a big part of your consistency this year. And in order for this team to make that push to the playoffs, I think this whole team's got to stay consistent.
Yeah, you know, last month, you know, we got to win as many games possible, you know. And I think everybody contributing together right now, you know, from the top, the middle, and the bottom, you know. And this team can do you damage since first hit of the night, you know, even the bench, you know, everybody can do damage. And we can score 10 run in one inning, but the pitches they threw really good too, you know, and I hope we can keep it up.
Jonathan Scope, all-star second baseman and making a push for the MVP. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, bro.
Good stuff right there from Jonathan Scope. It was a lot of fun talking with him this afternoon, especially about the team chemistry, and I think the trust and the confidence that this team has in each other right now. It's really what's kind of catapulting them and pushing them through this challenging month of August, obviously, and now into September. So confidence high, the trust is high, and the Orioles continue to play some of their best baseball. Last night, a tough ball game, but sticking together through 13 strong innings. Of course, Jonathan Scope coming up the hero again. Well, Marcus Stroman, 11-6, taking on Wade Miley. And that's going to be up next, Orioles baseball.
All right, hello again, baseball fans. Joe Angel with Mike Bordick back at Camden Yards. Yep, in the loss column tonight. So the Blue Jays, they have taken 2 out of 3 so far in the four-game series. And with Mike Bordick, I tell you what, Bordy, the game on Thursday, the offense was there, but the pitching wasn't. Tonight, the offense wasn't there, but the pitching was, because Wade Miley, I think you'd agree, tonight certainly gave the Orioles a chance to win this game.
Oh, yeah. I thought Wade Miley threw very well. Yeah. Seemed like in command of all of his pitches, had a nice tempo to the ball game. Unfortunately, the Oriole offense kind of quieted down the last two ball games.
Yeah, they had scored just one run in 21 innings when Seth Smith came up and hit that home run. But again, about Miley, why do you feel he was so effective tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, he had a great month of August, and he kind of has been fine-tuning his ball game in the sense that he's been around the plate a little bit more. And in this ball game, everything showed up. I mean, he wasn't not as many 3-2 counts. He was more aggressive in the strike zone. He had a stretch where he retired, I think, 10 in a row.
He did, yeah.
Getting some ground ball work. So, yeah, everything was around the plate. He was working the bottom of the strike zone. So that's encouraging news to get Miley back to being more consistent.
It's always great to see a youngster come up to make his Major League debut. And we saw a couple of them here on both sides to make their Major League debut. For the Orioles, a right-hander, Rich Rodriguez, finally getting a chance to pitch in the Major Leagues. And tonight, his Major League debut. And I think he would have preferred a little more, a better performance. But it's a day that he's not going to forget.
No, he's not going to forget it at all. And unfortunately, you know, I love the fact that Buck Showalter's letting some younger arms, younger players prove themselves here in September. But this is a big-time postseason push here for the Orioles. They played some great baseball through the month of August. So a little bit surprised. Understand that the bullpen's been a little taxed the first night of this series. Of course, the bullpen ate up a bunch of innings in the extra inning ball game, but yeah, the youngster coming in, big-time numbers in AAA, and they were able to touch him for 3 runs, a home run to Donaldson, of course, the biggest mistake. It was an elevated fastball and a 3-2 count, and it was the 6th fastball that he had seen. And you can't blame Rodriguez, and I'm not blaming Castillo either, but when you got a big-time hitter and he sees 6 fastballs in a row, yeah, his timing was right.
Yeah, Rodriguez, when he came in to pitch, it was only a 2-0 ballgame. But in the game last night, Brock went 2 innings. Britton went 2 innings. Castro went two scoreless innings. Yacobonis came in. He got a little fortuitous, and he wound up picking up his first Major League victory. So really, Darren O'Day and Michael Givens were available. But, hey, the day before, Givens had gone two innings.
Yeah, so the bullpen could definitely use some time, and who knows. You know, Buck Showalter obviously has a better feel for the bullpen. So, you know, they'll catch back up, and hopefully tomorrow's the day they right the ship.
Well, tomorrow Chris Tillman will take the hill in game four of this four-game series. Wade Miley taking the hill right away in the first inning. Now, he did get the first two outs, but then he walked Justin Smoke and then gave up an infield single on a real good pitch, a breaking ball, to Jose Bautista. So suddenly, the Blue Jays, right away against Wade Miley, they had two base runners with two outs, and Morales came up to it, Kendrys Morales, and Wade Miley again escaped. There comes El Chopper, third base. Manny is going to charge it. He'll glove it. He will throw it, and he gets the out. And he got Morales easily. Morales does not run very well, and Manny knew that, and he took his time.
Absolutely. Took his time, got the hop he wanted on the slow roller, not like last night where he was making some gold glove plays on slow rollers.
And so they leave two, and Wade Miley is off to a usual start, living dangerously, but surviving. He did. He survived, and 24 pitches in that first inning. And then Miley settled in. He then retired 10 consecutive batters. But it was a nothing-nothing game when Kevin Pillar came up to lead off in the top of the fifth inning. And now the 0-2 pitch. Fly ball, deep left. Backing up Mancini. Backing up at the wall. That ball is gone. That is a home run off the bat of Kevin Pillar. It landed in the second row. It's a ball that Mancini could not get to. It's a 1-0 Blue Jay lead. So 1-0, but Miley again giving the Orioles a pretty good chance to win this game tonight. It's just that the offense here for the Orioles again was not there tonight. It was 1-0 going into the top of the sixth inning when Miley walked the leadoff hitter Steve Pierce. And then Donaldson got a base hit. And then Smoke an infield single. And suddenly the Blue Jays had the bases loaded with nobody out. But then Miley struck out Jose Bautista. He got Morales on a fly ball that did knock in a run to make it a 2-0 game. And then Pillar came up to hit, and Miley, well, he got a big out. Well, if Miley can keep it to one run, that'd be a job well done. And the pitcher, Pillar, sends a fly ball out toward right center. He did it. Smith is there. He's going to make the catch. So Wade Miley, as they say, manages the damage. Gives up one run. Blue Jays had the bases loaded, nobody out, and one run is all they get. That's all they got in that inning. So it was only 2-0. But the Orioles' offense was non-existent. I mean, Marcus Stroman had to leave the game after he gave up a single to Mark Trumbo in the bottom of the second inning, a line drive that hit Stroman on the elbow. Now, he was writhing in pain, and after several moments, he had to leave the game. And that's when Dermody, the left-hander, came out of the bullpen, and he winds up going 2 1/3 scoreless innings, and he would eventually get the win. In the top of the seventh inning against the Oriole bullpen, Barney got a double, and then with one out, Maley was hit by a pitch. And after Pierce popped out, it brought up Josh Donaldson, and against Richard Rodriguez in his Major League debut, he saw nothing but fastballs. Donaldson digs in 3-2. Runners off the bag. 2-0 Blue Jays in the seventh. Rodriguez, he delivers 3-2. Fastball hit to deep left field. Mancini observing it. It is gone. It is long gone. He got a fastball, and Donaldson was sitting on it. A hittable fastball, and he got all of it. A three-run home run, and suddenly it's a 5-0 lead. Yeah, and that was pretty much about it. But then in the eighth inning, Blue Jays were able to pad the lead. Single by Bautista, then a pitching change. And with two outs, Barney came up, and he made it a sure thing. And now Asher with a 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, deep left. Mancini again backing up at the wall. Forget about it. That ball is gone. That is a two-run home run. Barney hits one out. 7-0 Blue Jays. And against Marcus Stroman, and then eventually Dermody, and then eventually Luis Santos, a youngster, a right-hander, who also made his Major League debut tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. Well, the Orioles did not score until the bottom of the eighth inning. And when Smith came up to lead off in the eighth inning, well, the Orioles had scored only one run in the previous 21 innings. 2-1 delivery. Smith hits it to deep right center. This ball is way back there. Hey, bye-bye. Mr. Smith goes deep to make it 7-1. A rocket gets out. It did. Then the Orioles got their final run on an RBI single off the bat of Mark Trumbo in the bottom of the ninth inning. But it was too little, too late. That was the ball game. Blue Jays win it by a score of 7-2. Mike Bordick, he's got Buck Showalter when we continue with the postgame show after this.
What's up?
Overall, pleased with what Wade gave you tonight?
Oh, Wade pitched well. Wade pitched well. I thought when he wiggled out of that jam there in the sixth, that might be, sometimes that's the difference in a ball game there. Like your chances, 2-0, but we didn't put much together offensively all night. It's one of those September baseball at its best with a lot of people pitching that, you know, that are good pitchers, good prospects, but a lot of unknown, and you can get ambushed this time of year easily. It's just that time of year with baseball, the way the rules are in September. But that had nothing to do with tonight. We just didn't swing the bats very well.
As well as you've been swinging offensively recently, is it just bound to happen that you're going to get a
No, game? I think I tell you, Biagini, that was solid as you want to see a guy pitch. And I thought there, Santos, we knew when he came in today, he's got good stuff. Guy they're very high on. And, you know, I think he had 6 or 7 days off since his last start. We knew he was going to be available long. He's a good young prospect for him. And those type of guys, even though, you know, he's a crossfire guy, you can talk about it all you want and look at film and everything, but it's a different look in the box. And by the time you start to make an adjustment, you know, he's out of there.
How tough is that for hitters with pitchers they might not have prepared for as much as they might have with Stroman?
You know, I don't want it to come out like an excuse, but it's tough. And it's another thing that most people that play the game don't like about this time of year. But it is what it is, and we're all playing underneath the same rules, so you deal with it.
What did you see out of Rodriguez in his debut?
Okay. You know, he's has a chance to be a good relief pitcher up here in the major leagues. I do. He's got a good presentation, calm demeanor. Just, he threw two good fastballs. Like he was going to wiggle out of that inning. Two good fastballs in a good spot there, 3-0 and 3-1, and then to get back in the count, or it's actually 2-1, 2-2. And then he threw a ball where you don't throw the ball and paid the price to a good hitter. But he'll only get better.
How important is it to get a good start from Chris Tillman tomorrow?
Well, it gives us a better chance to win, you know, regardless of any other things that may play into it, you know, down the road. It's, you know, it's one game at a time, and, you know, we need our starting pitcher to pitch well and give us a chance to win. That's what's the most important thing about it, regardless of who it is, much like Wade did tonight. Good. That's some miserable weather there.
Well, words from Buck Showalter, not too encouraging. A little bit down after a tough loss. One of the Orioles,